Okay, go on in. So you're a fisherman and a
diving boat skipper.
Diving boat skipper in the Orkneys, in Scarpa Flow.
In Scarpa Flow.
Right.
I took divers down to the wrecks in Scarpa Flow. There were 74 ships scuttled on the 21st of June 1919. There's seven ones remaining that you dive on. There's the Karlsruhe, the Margrave, the Kron Prince Wilhelm, the Koenig, the Dresden, the Brummer, and the Köln.
Are they in pretty good nick, or...?
They're pretty damaged over the years.
Yeah.
But if you'd been under the water since 1919, you wouldn't be in good shape yourself. But no, they're okay. Some of them's pretty intact. A lot of salvage work's not happened on every piece of surgical steel in the world comes from Scapa Flow.
Really?
Every spacecraft that's ever been into space contains Scapa Flow steel. It's pre-nuclear metal. Before radiation. So next time you're at the dentist in Bangkok, that's a bit of Scapa Flow steel.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
When did you give up, like, because you said you were a fisherman from the age of what?
All my life as a fisherman. My father was a fisherman and my twin brother, and we just grew up that way. And eventually I went away on another fishing boat. So I did creel fishing for lobsters and crabs.
Just around the Orkneys, basically.
All around Scotland, I've done it.
Around Scotland, yeah.
And Shetland, and all I've done prawns, I've done whitefish. I worked on the biggest pelagic freezer trawler in Britain. And used to go down the hold of the boat for nearly 2 hours at a time in minus 30 degrees. Your beard all froze up. And
that's how long were you out at sea though, like at a time?
On the pelagic freezer trawling, it's well over a month.
It's pretty grim.
Mm.
How many men? Were it all men? Any women?
Yeah. No, there wasn't any women. There was about 30 men on the boat at a time. Then I proceeded to be bar manager in the Ferry Inn, the pub in Strumness.
Is that a good pub?
Not anymore.
Okay.
One of the local dive boat skippers came in and he says, "Roy, you know about boats." He says, "How would you like to skipper one of my boats?" And I goes, never really thought about that before. And so I says, "Yeah." So I went down to Dunstaffnage, which is just off the Firth of Lorne, which is next to Oban. And I went away and did my skipper's ticket, and I ended up skippering dive boats ever since.
Hello.
And you gave up the fishing because it, yes. What did you say? I love your expression.
Too many bloody broken bones.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Thanks, Roy.
That's okay.
We're heading to Stromness, so now and... Yeah, anyway, you've got to go there, haven't you?
Do you know what the tide's doing?
No, do you?
Find out.
We will know.
You will know, yeah, you'll find out, all right. What you're wanting is an ebb tide.
An ebb tide to Stromness.
If you look up Google Stromness timetables.
Okay.
Stromness timetables.
This is our captain.
All right, okay.
All right.
Hello.
This is Roy. He was a diver down in all the wrecks.
No, I'm not.
And he's
diver.
Been a fisherman. Oh, he's a skipper of the dive boats. And a fisherman since he was a tiny boy. Amazing. Thank you for this. If I ever do fish it or anything, or get it anywhere, I'll get it to you first.
and ask your permission. But I don't, I never get it together enough. I just sit back and listen and let everybody else listen.
I'll give you a quick look at this chart table through here. It's not a chart table, but I'll give you a quick look at it.
No, that's very kind. There seems to be less tied in